Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Change is coming to Washington, D.C. We're going to address this, and particularly H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, when I say change is coming to D.C., certainly don't we all want change to come to Washington, D.C.?
Positive change.
Positive change.
No more of this negative change.
Well, we have been involved in really being honored and privileged to work with a number of groups called the Changed Movement. And this is a group of individuals that have ultimately given their lives to Jesus Christ, and their lives have been changed. They've been transformed. They've been released from the bondage of the LGBTQ web. And these are individuals that we opened our office to in Washington, D.C., our ministry center. And that was a place that was essentially ground zero, where they met, they prayed, had powerful prayer, strategy planning meetings, and then we worked with them to get appointments with various members of the Senate because of this H.R. 5 bill. H.R. 5 is the so-called misnamed Equality Act that has a radical LGBT and Q agenda and abortion agenda that will literally reach into every corner of our lives. And so these individuals have a very unique and very powerful story. They met with a number of senators that if I mentioned their names, you would say, no way, they didn't meet with them. How could they ever meet with them? But the doors open, and some of these people that you would just simply perhaps write off were willing to sit down and talk and listen to their incredible stories. One of those particular people that we interviewed on our TV program of Freedom Alive is Angel Cologne. Angel Cologne grew up in the church, but he abandoned his faith. He became involved in same-sex relationships and drinking that led to drugs. He was drunk and high during the infamous Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, 5 years ago, when a Muslim extremist opened fire, killing 49 people and wounding another 53. Later, medical experts estimated that Angel had been shot 6 times from the number of bullet fragments in his body. His left leg was broken because of the stampede. That's why he was not able to leave. He was lying on the floor, and then the bullet finished off his left leg by shattering the bone that was already seriously broken. After he was shot 6 times, the shooter returned to the place where he was lying on the floor. He was standing over Angel. He then pointed his weapon at him, shot him again in the chest. His body jumped off the floor. The blood, he started to feel the warmth of the blood going through his body. He thought he was dead. He had been praying to God, pouring out his life to God while he's there just before that last bullet hit him in the chest. And he promised God that if he would save him, that his life would change and he would follow him, and that he would worship him for the rest of his life. In that very moment, he said, amen. And then he felt the bullet. That was the last bullet. But he survived. It was an incredible story in the Pulse nightclub. One of the officers came, whispered in a low voice, is anyone alive? He raised his hand. The officer came over while the shooter is still in the Pulse nightclub, firing deliberately to finish off those that he had previously shot. Then he drags him out over the broken glass, which rips into his flesh and in the gaping bullet hole wounds in his body. He goes to the emergency room. The EMS says that if it was just a few minutes difference, he would have died from loss of blood. But he survived, and he's the first person to ever address the world regarding the Pulse nightclub horror that evening. And it was an amazing story, but through that process, he gave his life to the Lord, and now he is a worship minister in his church. I mean, he's an amazing young man. There's also Luis Ruiz, very similar situation that night as well, was ultimately trampled when he tried to get out, called his mom at around 2 o'clock or so in the morning to say goodbye. This was it, as the shooter was coming closer and closer. And then the phone went dead. This is the praying mom who actually, a year before, had a dream that Luis was in a nightclub and a shooter was there shooting at people. He blew it off, and yet a year later, there he was in the Pulse nightclub. He also survived. Both of these men have been dramatically changed through the life-changing relationship of Jesus Christ. They and others like them were in Washington, D.C., talking to senators to vote no on the so-called Equality Act, H.R. 5. Now, the Senate wants to pass this very quickly in honor of the five-year anniversary of what happened at Pulse nightclub. 5 years ago, during the so-called June Pride Month, is when the Pulse nightclub shooting occurred. And they want to literally pass this in honor of that Pulse nightclub. But the problem is, the same law that they're trying to pass, H.R. 5, would silence people like Angel and Luis. Mm-hmm. It would silence them. It would ultimately mean that they wouldn't have the ability to get counsel. It would mean that all of their testimonies and their information through their Fearless Identity ministry that they've now founded would literally be censored because it doesn't go along with the narrative. In fact, Holly, when we did this interview with them for Freedom Alive TV program that we have, I was amazed that they were saying that the Orlando mayor, Buddy Dyer, was really promoting them and all for them because they were a symbol of the LGBTQ issues that he wanted to advance and more LGBTQ laws that he wanted to advance and push forward in the whole narrative. But then when they both came out and said that their lives have been changed because they gave them to Jesus Christ, the same Orlando mayor, Buddy Dyer, dissed them and said, well, they're just trying to use Pulse to advance Christianity.
Well, you know, these two men, Matt, as well as these other people in the group, are all powerful testimonies that they weren't born this way. They made this choice for this lifestyle, whether it's pain or dysfunction in their life somewhere, but they found freedom. They walked away from it with a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you know, they are speaking out against this Equality Act because they see it's nothing to do with equality. It's keeping these people in bondage, trying to offer them special benefits, special protections for their choice of their lifestyle, instead of giving them the option to find freedom in Christ, as well as discriminating against Christians.
Yeah, in fact, we have been litigating for a number of years against these so-called laws that ban change counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a law that says that if someone like Angel, like Luis, like any one of those individuals struggling with unwanted same-sex attractions or gender confusion, seeks out a counselor and sets the course of where they want to go, that is to change. They don't want to be involved in that. They want to overcome those attractions and or confusion.
But that those bans prevent them
from
getting that help.
Yeah, the bans would say, no, you can't have that kind of counsel.
Right.
In fact, it would force the counselor to override the objective. It's like getting into a car, you know where you want to go, you punch in the direction for your GPS, but there's one particular direction to the church, for example. There's one particular direction that it won't accept. Every time you type in the church direction, it takes you 180 degrees in the opposite direction. No, I don't want to go there. You type it in again. Everything else works, but not this one direction. And that's exactly what would happen with H.R. 5. You cannot get counsel. The counselors can't provide it. The clients can't seek it. That helps you to change.
Right. It can go to counsel for any other issues. But once it's about same-sex issues, gender identity, gender confusion, nope. Can't get help.
No, and in fact, it actually forces the counselor to override it, to not only not be just silent, but to be affirmative in the opposite direction. It's like your GPS doesn't just sit there and spin and doesn't say anything. Your GPS actually gives you an address, a direction
that
is completely opposite.
Right.
That's incorrect. I said, no, I don't want to go there. That's the problem with H.R. 5, among many others. It revokes religious freedom with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act gone. It will target churches and schools. It is a devastating bill. Go to lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. Send a fax and sign the petition and call the senators, because that's where it is. It's already passed in the House. Say no to H.R. 5. lc.org/HR5. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.